Somebody came to talk to Jesus one day and said to Jesus, "What do I need to do?" Oh, we got another kid in our midst too. Yeah, but Xavier still has the coolest shoes of all of you. Anyway, this person came to Jesus and said, "What do I need to do to be sure of eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Well, what do you read in the Holy Scriptures?" And the person said, "Well, it says, love God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. And it says, love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "Good, you do that and you're going to be just fine." And the person said, "Well, wait a minute. I need you to help me a little bit more. Would you please define neighbor for me? Like, who actually is my neighbor?" Now, Jesus took a long look at this person and said, "Let me tell you a little story. A man was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho. It's a long walk, and at a certain part of the road, it was like really deserted. There was nobody else around, so the man thought. But as he got into the deserted part of the road, suddenly some robbers jumped out from behind some rocks and beat the guy up and stole his money and left him laying by the side of the road, bleeding from his injuries. They ran away. So a while later, some more travelers came down this road from Jerusalem to Jericho, and they saw this person laying by the side of the road, bleeding. But either they were in a really big hurry or they were too scared, and so they just walked on by. And then finally, along the road came a Samaritan. Now, what we know about Samaritans in Jesus' time was that they were outcasts, and nobody liked them very much. This Samaritan saw the man laying by the road, bleeding, and stopped. He got out his first aid kit, and he washed off all the cuts and scrapes and bruises, and bandaged the man up, and lifted him onto his donkey, and took him along the road until they came to an inn. He carried the man inside, put him down in a bed, and said to the innkeeper, "Here's some money. I'd like you to take care of this man until he gets better. And if this isn't enough money, when I come back in the other direction, I'll pay you the rest of whatever I owe you." Now Jesus, who'd been telling this story to the questioner, said, "Now I have a question for you. Who was the neighbor to that injured man?" And the answer in the story, in the Bible, which you're free to give your own to, but the person answered, "The one who stopped and showed kindness." And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." We're going to join hands now, Dee and Lewis and you and me, and say a prayer before Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus into the world to reveal your love and your truth to us. And we pray that we would carry these stories that Jesus told in our hearts so that when we come to different situations in our lives, we would know how you would want us to act. We praise you. Amen.